Everybody, this is Ron Almatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. This is Friday, and the date here is, I saw it on the fast chat here, it's the 27th, that's what I thought it was, May 2011. This is our paranormal program, so if you want to call in about anything, might want to talk about the events that happened maybe, you know, 5-6 days ago. About the Christians having the end of the world. That could be on this program, too. We could talk about alien ship clouds there as they cause our weather problems up here, the flat-bottom ships that you see all around. We could talk about timeline crashing. And I'm going to do something a little bit later here, maybe in about 10 minutes. What we're going to do is stretch out the timeline for your DNA. And when we do that, you're going to actually feel a little strange, and you may actually sense, feel implants dropping out of your DNA that are controlling you. I did this earlier today for someone, and it was quite interesting what happened. So just kind of think of your DNA, just make it really simple, like a piece of taffy, you know. And inside of that is just pieces of stuff, implants. And we're going to stretch it out until that taffy becomes very thin, and all of a sudden the implants will drop out of it. This is the way I could describe it here. We'll just see how you feel about it. So anyway, we can do some other timeline crashing, too, if you like. We can get call-ins tonight. We'll have a Q&A after the program. The last two nights have been very, very heavy for me. With alien attack stuff, going out there, finding these things, and getting rid of them. Two nights ago, the aliens, eight races that I kind of pick off, names I don't know, but I'll just say eight of them, as a combined force, dropped into us millions of timelines to try to control us. So if you felt a little weird, it started my time, at least that I was tuned into it anyway, around 10 o'clock in the evening, Pacific Standard Time, so that's 1 o'clock Eastern, and it went and lasted all the way through till about noon the next day, so I was pretty busy doing stuff. So that's kind of what my experiences were. Also, last night was pretty heavy, too, with clone factory stuff going on, too. So there's a lot happening, and that's why I mentioned about the Christian philosophy of, you know, their energies coming for the ending of time here, the prophecy, the philosophy behind that. And, you know, it all has a meaning to it, even though it may not happen, but very possibly they're reading something else into it, but they're putting that, they're reading into a given belief, okay? So there could be a lot happening that is out there, but it's just kind of coming through differently through the people getting information. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you up there, Carrie?
I am on, yes. Hi, and good evening, everybody. As Ron said, it's Friday night, which means there's also the Q&A after the show, if any and all of you would like to come on that. I'm going to try and type into the fast chat here. Sometimes it doesn't let me, but I will try and put that number in, which is 646-519-5800, and then the PIN is 9009, and then the pound sign. So if anyone hasn't been on those yet, these are calls that Ron does for us all to ask questions directly of him rather than typing them into the fast chat here on the shows. And it's Friday at about 8:00-something or other, about 5 minutes after the show ends, Pacific time. So 11 Eastern, and they run for about an hour, maybe a little bit over, and you can come on and ask anything that you are itching to know about the Creation Light Ship and what it's doing here right now. So I'm not seeing any questions. Let me just refresh my fast chat on the fast chat yet. Oh, maybe there are, actually. Okay, so Truth is asking, please explain why storms, I guess why storms are allowed. And then
why are they allowed? Well, the light does not judge anything, so it's not that the light is saying, oh, you can do this for that, you know. We're here in judgment. So we can look at it, why do the aliens do this to us? They just do it because they want to. They want to cause harm. So anything that causes harm where we have emotions attached to it, which is probably everything that we live with here, that's what they live on. So your spirit is not strong enough to ward off the aliens, probably because of, I would say the only reason I would think of is because humanity from the past and even people living now are still praying to these aliens to bring them in here. So how do you close that door to keep them from coming in to cause the earth spirit harm? The only way is not to pray outside of yourself and not to get them to come in here. Along with, you know, if we could start from the get-go and not do it, we'd probably be okay. But remember, everybody has emotions. They live off of, the aliens live off your emotional energy, and that's basically kind of it. So it's a little difficult. This is why we have ascension every 2,000 years. And unfortunately, the people that were here at the time of Jesus, and since Jesus had 12 lifetimes, to reach more people, but he could not finish his mission because the wonderful Galactic Federation killed him. From there, you know, the people got taken sideways into parallel universes, or we could just call it into other timelines, and ascension happened, and people came back here again, just like you always would. Remember, when you lose your keys, you're abducted, so there's no real difference between that and the ascension time. Or, you know, missing a freeway off-ramp or getting kind of spacey during the day, losing track of things, losing track of your life, just feeling strange, not knowing where you are, and all of a sudden kind of waking up. And all these things are when you're abducted. So it's not a thing that strictly happened 2,000 years ago. It happens all the time. And the aliens are in control of you. This is why you don't want to connect to them. This is why you don't wish, hopefully, to pray outside of yourself. Just against the teachings of Jesus. He knew about this stuff. This is what he came to teach people. And in the process, by teaching that, he got killed. So that's the process that we are looking at now. And ascension time is here again. It's up to you to do your homework to understand what you need to do to leave here. And by all means, you don't want to be hooked up to the aliens. That's why we have the alien attack page on and the ascension clearing on the website so you can be kind of kept track of by the light ship, so when ascension time comes, you are out of here. So we've learned a lot since the time of Jesus, more recently the last 10 years, and, you know, we have the ship clouds up here. Like I said, if you look at older movies, maybe in the 60s, black and white ones, maybe in the 40s on, you probably will not see flat bottom clouds. And naturally, if you're a little bit older, you know, 50 years maybe and older, you know about how the clouds used to be when you went to school and you drew pictures, you know, and if you're asked to draw a picture of a cloud, it would not be flat-bottomed, and it definitely would not be a flat-bottomed cloud. And a lot of the new ones now look like submarines. Very interesting. First, they came up maybe about a year ago with a rectangular bottom, a square box coming out of the bottom of them. Now I'm seeing it with the box coming out of the top of them. They look like submarines up there. So very interesting. So anything that has a flat bottom, I would say typically, I can't guarantee it, but I would say that it is a alien ship, UFO, covered up by the cloud. The cloud forms around it just because it's there and it wants to attach to something. So somehow the energy of the alien spaceship in a dimension just outside of ours or beyond our physical seeing ability, sensing ability, the cloud forms and it says, here we are. The cloud has given away where they are. So anyway, as far as how and why does it happen, how can it be loud, all this stuff, well, everybody on the planet here prays. Just think who's going to church on Sunday. The problem is, you know, the answer is in the question. And the question is, why do people pray? Why do people connect to something outside of themselves? Why do people bring in aliens here? That's the problem. So you have to look at what's happening. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ron, maybe you can tell us a little bit about how we can stop generating emotions so that the aliens don't have anything to connect to us through in terms of abducting us? How do we get out of the world of feeling our emotions, which, you know, until we come to you, we've probably all been doing wildly all our lives. So how do we stop?
Well, the only thing, you know, it's hard to do. You need to be heart-centered. And, you know, what you need to do is to have an emotional whole lifetime clearing to get rid of your judgments from this lifetime. This is why the light ship is doing that for people. It's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. You know, I always talk about this. Remember, he's known for, you know, releasing people's sins, saving you from your sins, all different ways of kind of saying that. That's what he was doing, emotional whole lifetime clearings. And that would release you from the judgments. Like you said, you have to be like a child to enter into the kingdom, which is the ascension process to get out of here. So that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You need to get rid of the emotions that are stored inside of your body that surface in this lifetime. You have, you know, a lot more other ones under the iceberg, but what you're dealing with now is what's on the top. And once the top gets activated, then you have problems. So you're looking at what's activated in this lifetime and also, you know, what is dormant. The dormant, if it's not activated, has no energy on it. So that's kind of the way it works. So let's, do we have anybody online, I wonder? Did I hear a beep earlier?
I believe we have a caller.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so caller.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, okay. First, can you go into more, if it's okay, could the light ship go into more detail regarding the clone factory situation and also what happened regarding the eight alien races and the million around the million timelines? How did they deal with that? So, thanks. Bye.
I can just tell you what I perceived on it. It was just awful, just battling continuously. Seeing things coming in, these energies were probably clones. Let me switch the word around here. Let's use the word robotic beings, okay? Dark side robotic beings coming and just being dropped from the timelines to do an invasion here, basically. So I would think that the last couple of days, or at least 2 days ago, was a big invasion. And the light ship basically got rid of it. It lasted until you know, noon the next day. So it was pretty rough. Like I said, I was up for quite a long time battling these things. Kind of hard to describe because I'm out there in my spirit energy and I only get glimpses of what's happening. But you basically almost get suffocated by all this energy coming around you. And the light just blasting this stuff, and it just keeps coming in. It's just like never-ending rain coming here. But these are alien timelines. Remember, they want to abduct people. So the timelines are what we're dealing with, getting rid of timelines. Get rid of the timelines, get rid of the aliens. So that's kind of the way it is. So it wasn't an easy process because it took a long time. Normally, the light can take care of stuff very, very quickly. But this is just one of these things that has happened. I don't know if you're ever going to hear anything about it. I know that the special forces that were brought back from the timelines from the future and from World War I, World War II, were all in duty doing this here. And so it was just a major event. And they probably knew about it because they could read back on the timeline. I don't have too much information on it, just that it disturbed my sleep a lot, and I got kind of drained from it. So it was a lot of energy. The other one, the clone factory stuff, they're all over the place underground. Unfortunately, they're there. And they take parts and pieces of people, recreate it, make it real, and then they basically torture people. That's the way it is, and that energy from the part of you, part of your DNA, a hair follicle, or whatever they're using, one of your cells of your body to create the clone, is still connected to you energetically, and they can cause you harm. So this is what I was also dealing with, is working with the clone factory. There's many of them down there, and it's just one of those things. So it's here. The other thing, what I can do now, since we have more people probably listening, we can take your DNA right now. Remember, you don't need DNA to live. You just need it to have yourself reproduced. So what we're going to do now, since they put implants in your DNA to track you, to give you a storyline with that DNA, we're going to kind of like stretch the DNA. So this is going to feel kind of funny in your body. So we're going to take it and stretch it out so that we can actually look at it with the light shift. And as it gets stretched out further and further, looking deeper into it, the implants will be like dropping out. So here we go. I'm going to count to probably 50 so you can actually feel this happening to you. And you may feel dizzy. Your body might feel relieved. I don't know how much, you know, we're just doing a portion of it, so you could have a lot more to do after this here. And I don't know about doing this on a clearing or not on the website yet. But anyway, this is just to show you how you feel when you get the implants out of your DNA. So I'm going to count to 50. I'll do it in groups of 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, I'm going to do some more of these here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So see how you're feeling. So just a question out there for you people on the fast chat. Have you been seeing more gray skies more recently? Maybe in the last, maybe 6 months or something, as compared to normal. I'm just curious. Or maybe the last couple months. Maybe you could let me know on the fast chat there, or even call in. That's one of my curiosities here. So somebody wrote here that, let's see here. Fragmented energy hits planet hard this week, yeah. That's probably definitely true. Remember the military soldiers that were sent up into future timelines know a lot about what's happening here, and so because of that, that's why they're back here now. So they have information from the future, looking at us now from, you know, where we are in the past. So. Anyway, just curious if there's a lot of gray skies out there. Yes, in New York. So I got that. Has it been the last few months? I'm just curious. If you could maybe give me when they kind of started with the gray skies. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm just thinking about here in Southern California. We've had more than usual. Probably Kathy and Larry and anyone else that lives down this way can attest to that. We've had a lot more rain than we usually get, so we've had more cloudy skies than usual, and more of the solid gray kind. Not loads and loads, but definitely more than we normally go. And I think I heard a beep. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry here. How are you?
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Yes, Ron, I was just going to say that I have a relative that's gone. He's not in his body at all, and the clone in his body, It cries because it never knew integration, when what integration meant. He goes in a deep states of depression, and abandonment.
So you're wondering if the clone is causing that then?
Yes, uh-huh.
So the person is still living. Is that what you're saying? And a clone hopped into the body?
Yes, that's right.
Boy, I don't know if the clone's going to feel emotions. Clones don't normally feel emotions. Most clones are all very, very happy. They smile a lot. They have bright eyes. And they're not affected by emotions. Okay? So I would say it would not be that. It'd probably be more like entities in the body if the person's living.
Entities, okay.
The entities. A clone normally just goes along life like a robot. Remember, people do have robotic programs. I do a lot of releasing from that at the expos, and people feel the energy is being released. You know, 95% of the people, when I do this on an expo, lecture, workshop, they feel their body gets freed up. So that's part of probably the process of maybe being cloned there a little bit, I'm thinking. Can't swear to it, but you least you know that you're being controlled by something. And maybe they're just experimenting, trying to make better clones by watching how they can control people through the robotic programs. But a true clone person will not have that much emotions. They're going to be smiling. You say, how are you doing today? Oh, I have a wonderful day. You know, things are great. Life is fun. Life is good. You know, if you've seen anybody like that, always smiling, that's probably a clone person. So that's the way.
Okay.
You know,
okay, that's good.
A clone would probably be a great mate for somebody, you know. If you could afford a mate, that'd be a great clone because they can't, they won't complain about anything, you know. And, you know, that could be the new race here on the planet, like I think is going to happen. The slave race here will be the clones. They'll just keep working and working and working, like the, you know, the little Ever-Ready bunny, you know.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I see. So anybody, you've seen any more clones recently from the Christian event? If those people got abducted, have you seen any church people around who believed in that prophecy?
I haven't seen them address that prophecy, no.
Okay, because that was the one that happened last week. Ending
okay.
the times, you know, ending of the world.
But, yeah, last weekend, Saturday, I think.
Uh-huh. But I know there are clones that are doing that.
Yep.
Okay, well,
so,
can we get a timeline release on the stomach area, Ron?
Well, I have to get an emotional issue. So what
emotional
issue?
Okay, stress.
Stress, okay.
Uh-huh.
Here we go, everybody. Timeline crash for stress. Here we go, one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll see how everybody's doing with this one here. And let's see how we're doing. Let's stretch some more of the DNA out here. Get some of the implants to dislocate, dislodge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back to you, Carrie. Let's see if anybody wants to comment on that.
Okay. We do have some comments on the weather. Ron High is saying that, yes, in New York there are more clouds. Truth is saying more rain and clouds and cooler temperatures here. I'm not sure where you live, Truth. Maybe you could type that in. And Janice is saying here in Wisconsin, big time. So it sounds like there are a lot more clouds than usual. For here, I would say, and Karen is saying gray skies here in Colorado the last couple of weeks. And Jane is saying, seems like darkness gathered out of ether's Oh, this is a different topic. When manifest a timeline and see dark clouds manifesting. Yeah, so maybe Jane is tying it in with the timeline crashes there. So there do seem to be a lot more gray clouds, Ron, in answer to your question. And then a few comments from people about the DNA that you were doing before. Tina is asking, does stretching out the DNA also remove entities?
Okay, everybody. So let's do a couple more of these things here with the DNA. So one, two, we'll just see if you're feeling better. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And you might feel like Gumby. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four. You should start to feel pretty good now. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I didn't feel it so much that time. I felt it the first time more like my hands and arms were kind of humming. It was a humming feeling for me, I would say. That would be the best way to describe it, I think. We have Tom saying, a lot of stress left me, thank you. And Stephanie says, I like this. And Alan is saying, feel like being reconstructed, brought together instead of stretched out. And would you explain that?
Boy, that's a good one. How did I know? Okay, let's just look at it as maybe these implants somehow have a control medium in them, okay? So think of it as something to control every thought and every physical action that your body does. And we'll just say that it molds you a certain way. So when you release this energy, all of a sudden your body gets freed up and it's able now to move. Remember, the thoughts that you have prevent body movement. Okay? Just to give a little scenario on that, you've all heard the training of an elephant. They'll put shackles on one of its legs, tie it to a pole, and it keeps walking around and around and around in a circle. I guess this is probably when they, when they trained them for the circuses and stuff. And then after a while, they take the shackle off, and the elephant just keeps walking in that circle, doesn't know that it's not, tied up. So your body probably has the same situation done to it. Remember, these are thoughts, though. So it's also physical, and more than likely it's thoughts, because your DNA more than likely is going to be dealing with thoughts as opposed to something physically done to it. So the thoughts now have an energetic pattern which is keeping your body from moving a certain way. So once you get that released from you, then you're able to be a little freer in your body movement. So just think of, if we did this for an athlete, how much better they could perform along with, doing emotional healings and things like this here. It might be quite fantastic to see that in someone, as they could probably stretch more, move more, because you're limited by what you can do by the thoughts of your ancestors, but you don't necessarily know that. You just think you can only do certain things. So I would guess that this DNA stretching energy could make somebody be a really good performer with physical movements. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, quite a few more comments about the DNA work. Marie R. is saying she's yawning through the stretching. Stephanie says, I like the DNA stretching. She's feeling relaxed. And Anthony is saying he's feeling a cool breeze sensation. I think I didn't say it before, but I think I feel more relaxed from it, too. I think I would say that was
one of
the...
Yeah, great. Let's do it again, everybody.
Okay.
So, I don't know. A lot of people end up having neck problems, you know? So let's do the neck energies for DNA stretching, dealing with the neck. Normally, this is brand new, so I'm kind of playing with it here. So let's work with whatever is in the DNA controlling your neck. You know, the pain in the neck and what people give you and what you have yourself. Here we go. So stretching out the neck DNA. 1, 2, 3. We're really scientific, aren't we, here? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, rubber band. Yeah, why are they like rubber bands? That's how they look. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a Gumby. 5, rubber band man. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you guys are doing out there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's nice. It is definitely relaxing. So Freedom is saying lots of grayness and clouds in the Midwest also. So we seem to have gray clouds everywhere, Ron.
Okay, yeah, the reason why I asked that is the special military program in the underground that's dealing with what I perceive as like the founding fathers on a timeline of the United States of America here that want to have the country brought back to, equality, we'll call it, the Constitution. The program that we are in is called Gray Skies. That's the official United States government program that the Lightship is, connected with. And the Lightship's all on its own, but they had to bring a program forth for them to talk about how they're going to be interacting with the military. So the program, code name, which doesn't matter to me if it's stated or not, is called Gray Skies. So the reason why I was asking it, I've been seeing more gray skies lately. And drawing conclusions here. The fact that the United States military that time traveled into, the 2100s, we'll say, basically, looked back and all of a sudden saw a lot of gray skies here. So that's why they named this program Gray Skies. So that's kind of how I sort of perceive it. So you can kind of, look at it that way. So that's, I was just curious if everybody else is seeing a lot of gray skies now. So that's it. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Janice has a comment. The last two mornings she's woken up in great fear. I've had two nights of dreadful sleep and woken up with blazing headaches both mornings. So something's definitely going on that we're picking up on here, what you were talking about, I guess, Ron. And so Janice is asking for a timeline crash for fear.
Okay, here we go. Timeline crash for fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do another one here. Fear. Let's just do anxiety. That's probably a big one too. We have stress and fear and anxiety. Those are ones that are always a problem for some people. So here we go. Anxiety, timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We got on the fast chat, truth. Did the battles cause tornadoes? No. The tornadoes are caused by aliens. What you might have is possible, in a sense, rain coming down as these ships are being terminated out there, the aliens. And you may smell metallic, a smell in the air. But as far as anything causing, say, turbulence or something like that, definitely not. No. That would never, ever happen. It's just the aliens coming, causing problems. That's your tornadoes, hurricanes. Anything that's a bad weather pattern here, that's caused by aliens. So, you know, don't think that the battles are going to, you know, you see things on TV where you have a battle and a plane crashes or something. Even the new movie, Cowboys and Aliens, you know. In the trailer of that, it shows, you know, the guy shooting down an alien ship and it crashes. No, that doesn't, those ships are terminated. They don't crash. They don't come down here and hit the ground. They're completely turned into nothingness, and you might have the energy come down in rain, which may smell metallic to you or yucky, but as far as that, that's all you're going to be having as far as the residue. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so a few pages ago on the fast chat, and I missed it, and I'm going back now. Kathy was asking for a clearing for falling down. So maybe it's to do with balance, I'm assuming, Kathy. Unless you're picking anything else up wrong, do you want to do a...
Yeah, we got one from Freedom here. It says, last night, early a.m., shaking uncontrollably. Yeah, it's very possible that the timelines that they were abducting people on were, you know, they're causing problems. And so that could be, part of what's happening. So it looks like the people on the fast chat are pretty tuned into what happened the last couple of days. I won't know what's happening tonight till I start to investigate it. I'm not doing the investigation now, but the light ship is here to terminate this stuff, and then the other forces also are out there battling these things too. So here we go. Let's do something for balance. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Pat is asking, could we have a clearing for swollen glands? I know the endocrine system is on, is that the circulatory clearing that's on, Ron? It's either that or the body rejuvenation. I get the
Yeah, it could be either one of those. I know body rejuvenation has a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, so maybe a sample for swollen glands.
Yeah, we can do a sample of that. So here we go. So I think different body systems there are on the juvenation one. That's a really nice clearing if you have a physical problem. So let's just do a sample here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I see Joe's question here. I don't have any way to comment on that, Joe, about Project Rainbow. Don't know, so I'm sorry. All I know is what I'm doing, so I don't get involved with other stuff out there that's happening. I can look back upon it sometimes, but I don't go sideways with what I'm supposed to be doing here. And I don't do any reading of anything, so I'm always normally pretty much in the moment with what I'm doing, and things happen in the moment. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Derek seems to be seeing a rainbow, too. He's asking, what is the rainbow protected timeline about? Is that from the military or the light ship or both?
Rainbow so protected like timeline. I don't know what that is, so.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Okay. So a few comments about, let's see, Donna's saying her computer crashed on Wednesday and it's still crashing. Yeah, there were a lot of problems on the show on Wednesday with stuff crashing and lines going.
That's probably a clue to what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
Aliens are probably sending stuff. Oh, what other people is the way they get you along with abductions is that they have what we can just basically call, being very high tech here with this program, satellites. And they can send you negative transmissions, hits, let's call it, from satellites. So let's do a clearing for satellites that are aimed at you to hurt you. Here we go. One, see how your body's feeling afterwards. Two, three, four, five. Can I get rid of some of these here? Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Oh, boy. One, they're taking out these satellites that are aiming at you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Truth is asking for a set sequence timing healing.
Okay, so that one puts you into the current moment. What that does, it puts your whole energetic system, it's a whole lifetime clearing. I'll do a sample of that, and it puts you into the present moment throughout your whole life. So let's pick an age. Let's do age 14. And we'll do 1 month, and we'll do the first week at your age of 14. Here we go. First day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fourth day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fifth day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you're feeling here? That was 7 days being put back into the present moment without going out on timeline. So that's what that clearing is for. It's called a set sequence timing, and it puts you into the present moment throughout your whole lifetime. Very important to get energy. Remember, if you don't have energy or something's goofy from the past, it's very hard to heal sometimes, you know, when you're in the future, asking for a healing now. So let's see. Truth is asking, have the future soldiers shut down cloning facilities? I would say they have shut down about 10 of them. There's a lot more there that I can pick up. So they have got rid of 10. That I can confirm here. Remember, they're on different levels of consciousness, different places, different dimensions. So I do see 10 is what I'm being told here. I think I myself have probably got rid of probably about 30 or 40 of these things. And some are names that you actually hear here, big names, okay, on this planet here. I won't give the names or indicate anything, but if you heard the name, you would know what it would be, okay? The corporation. Next one here is, let's see here. I guess you could probably read something. A lot of weird stuff going on right now. Yeah, there is a lot of weird stuff. Probably right now on this show there's a lot of weird stuff. Because you're getting rid of these satellites aiming at you. So you may feel your body relaxing now. So that's good. So back to... you, Carrie.
Okay. So these new timelines that they've set up, I'm guessing with Janice waking up feeling a lot of fear, maybe the fear timelines would be good ones for all of us to get back to crashing. If we've done a bunch of fear ones, maybe we will need to go back and do a bunch more. Are there any others that would be good to revisit, Ron?
Yeah, the fear one is pretty good. You know, whatever you think you're dealing with, you know, again, the alien attack page is a good one to get rid of, and that, you know, to use to get rid of stuff, because that's how the aliens are connecting to you, and they connect to your emotions. So if you haven't had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and you wonder why things are happening to you in your lifetime, and by all means, you know, get it up to date with the unlimited, you know, do that one. Remember, they only attach to you because you have emotions that are present and that you're using. So once you get more into neutral, then you're going to, you know, have less probably attached to you, because there's no reason to take anything from you if you're not emitting energy. And they only find you because, you know, you emit energy out of yourself through emotions. That's probably why clones are so hard to detect, you know, to see, because they have no emotions. You know, next time you go into a store or a shopping center, look at people, feel their body energy, and look at a clone. Look for those bright eyes, okay? Because all the new clones normally have bright eyes, and you're going to see them and feel their body energy. And they'll walk and talk, look like a regular person, and just see, you know, how they are responding, or just, you know, kind of watch them. You know, you get a clue on what the new human race is going to be like here, which will probably be mainly clones. And the old ones, you know, have the eyes that aren't quite as bright, and the new ones have really bright eyes. So I would have, and they can have, and they can bring in an older person, okay, with the new clone body. So it's not that it's going to be a younger person being a newer clone. They can bring in any age they wish. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I'm also, it was just occurring to me, since you seem to be doing a lot of this baffling at night, that if we're having dreams, everybody, don't forget that you can do timeline crashes on your dreams. So put those in, because obviously those are active
abduction. True. If you are having a dream, man, that's how they hooked up to you. Man, that's your T-shirt with the bullseye. So do a timeline crash on that dream.
And then also the mind-to-heart drop. Remember to do that as many times in the day as you can. Sometimes it's difficult to do with the work, the jobs that we have and so forth. It's hard to stay in the moment and do your jobs well. But once you're done with work or on your lunch hour or whatever, and I would think in the evening before you go to bed, and then also when you are going to bed and before you fall asleep, command your body and your spirit to be here now, and command your spirit to stay with you during the night so that it doesn't go off and go and have dreams, go and have, you know, lives in our clone selves on all these timelines. So all those things are good tools to try and remember to do every day and every night, so that you're not being abducted as much. And then timeline crash as much as you can. I did put actually a list of emotions, human emotions. I Googled it again the other day, and I put a list up on the Yahoo group. So that's up there, or just Google it. There are some really good lists out there of lots of different human emotions that we might not think of to timeline crash, but we are all feeling them. They're all things that we've all felt at some point in our lives, if not, you know, very regularly. And so don't forget to go on and timeline crash a lot of those. And if you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, there is, of course, the self-empowerment clearing, which you can get on, and that will leave you feeling stronger to deal with all these things. And that is just $50 for 6 weeks with lots of issues and a blank area for you to put anything in that's not on there. So do remember that as a tool that you have in your back pocket, the self-empowerment clearing, and then all these other little easier things that we can do throughout the day and at night before we go to sleep. So I think we have a few more minutes because we came on a little bit late, but I'll just remind everybody the Q&A is coming up after the show, and the number for that is 646-519-5800. And then the PIN is 9009 and the pound sign. And then, Ron, there's one more Sunday, is there not? Are you done? I can't remember where we're at with those. Have you done two or three?
We have one more this coming Sunday. This will be the last one for this month here for the, it's like a body rejuvenation, getting rid of alien critters that live inside of you, you know, parasitic life forms. It's the 29th, starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. It's a 8-hour call. It may sound like a lot to a newcomer, but once you're on the call, it's so relaxing and you feel great. And you can still get on that. Go to the website and click on it here. And let's see here. If you want to get a sample, use the drop-down box on the top of the website. We have two alien pages there from past shows, probably around 3 years ago, and enjoy having, you know, that experience on that to see what's there. Once you realize that you have stuff inside of you, it's not necessarily scary because you already have it anyway. You're living with it. It's not, you know, like you brought it upon yourself because now you have the information. No, now you're empowered to get rid of it. So what you don't know about is going to harm you. And once you know about it and you can have some self-empowerment with that to get rid of them, then you feel better. And I'm sure probably most people listening who have been on those 8-hour calls know that they do have a better life now than what they've had before. And that's the whole thing. The Lightship does it for you. You're on the Lightship. In fact, this last call, which will be on this coming Sunday, and so you'll be on the call up in quarantine until the end of the month, which will be the 31st. If you've been on it for all the calls, you're on the Lightship throughout the whole month here, so, and you're in quarantine. Remember, the light cannot work with you at all, cannot do any healings on you if you have corrupted energetic bodies. And so they work with your energetic bodies in quarantine, find the bits and pieces that have been stolen by the aliens. This is like going into a slicing, dicing machine, a meat grinder, and they find you and try to put you back together again. What they do get put back together again comes back to your physical body inside of a light ship. And this is, you know, what they do to get rid of the alien stuff that's attached to you, because they have to find your spirit, your body parts, everything else. So this is what the aliens do, is they take bits and parts of you, and like we talked about earlier on the program, they can do different types of things like cloning, and the light ship goes after these energies during these calls too. So the whole process, once you realize what they're doing to us here, isn't very good. And it's just the way life is, and you're living with that. And this is the way you can get self-empowerment. So that's the problem. Anything else, Carrie, before we get off the show?
No, James just saying that he's seeing dark gray skies in Toronto also.
Might be a busy night tonight, then.
Huh?
Might have a busy night.
Oh, dear.
Remember,
okay.
the government program for gray skies that we're attached to here, at least I'm attached to it, is probably why they named it, because I see gray skies here in Mount Shasta, you know? And, you know, that's the war stuff, that's them coming down. They're up there, you know, what happened to our nice, beautiful blue skies of the sunlight? So the gray skies, like I said, all weather patterns here that are negative, doom and gloom, gloomy skies, that's alien stuff. So hopefully, if you do feel a little agitated tonight, I would probably recommend getting on the alien attack page tonight to feel a little better. So anyway, I guess our show is coming to an end here. And come on the Q&A if you wish. And hopefully that DNA stretching helped you. Your body might feel looser because the restrictions from past thoughts and physical control of your body was probably released here. So blessings to all of you. Thank you. And I'll be on the call in a few minutes here. Get some water and enjoy hearing everybody come on the call. So our next program is tomorrow, Saturday night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern. And we go to the Light Ship within probably the first 5 minutes of the program to honor the people back east, because it gets to be late. So, and I know about that when I go back there. So anyway, we'll see you later, everybody, probably in a few minutes. Hopefully you can come on. 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. Okay, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks so much. And see you all in a little bit.
Okie doke.
Good
see
night.
See you in a few.